And later on this afternoon, the Adelaide Crows will be running a coaching clinic here on the Eyre Peninsula, and joining us is former ruckman Sam Jacobs. Sam, good morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
Absolute pleasure. What are the Crows doing here on the EP? We know that this is Norwood country in the Sandful, but what are the Crows doing with this coaching clinic this afternoon?
Yeah, so it's about just engaging more with our country fans. We've got a massive supporter base in Port Lincoln led by the Eyre Peninsula Supporters Group. So it's an opportunity to come over there and spend time with them, and also put on a clinic for the kids who can hopefully, you know, become and grow up and be Crows members along with their family.
Now, you're a country boy as well, although you're from the other peninsula, the York Peninsula. I'm guessing that engagement with the country, particularly now that you're referred to as the club engagement executive with the Crows, is something very close to your heart.
Yeah, it is, absolutely. It's obviously being, like you said, from the York Peninsula, I guess I understand the landscape of country towns and how much it means to get some contact from an AFL club that you follow. So I think it's really important for us to get out there and not just say we're going to do it and stay in Adelaide. I think it's important to actually get out there and have a presence in the community and show that we do care and we do value the support. So I think it's something little we can do is to get out there and spend some time.
Speaking this morning with former Adelaide Crows ruckman Sam Jacobs about the Crows coaching clinic this afternoon, along with various other things that the Crows are doing on the Eyre Peninsula at the moment. And it's not just the coaching clinic and a few dinners either with the Crows supporter group, because later on this year, in fact in early September, the Optus Crows Cup will be taking place.
Yeah, it's fantastic, the Optus Crows Cup. It's an opportunity for girls to try their hand at footy and also continue their pathway to hopefully bigger and better things, and hopefully one day playing for the Crows themselves. So we have commenced them in Adelaide, so soon will be our opportunity to get out to the country as well. So we're really excited to get out there and bring the program there, and hopefully we can get a few more Crows fans and also a few more girls playing footy as well, which would be fantastic.
And that's something that the Adelaide Crows, I don't think it takes a genius to figure out, are very, very focused on, is that female presence, particularly given the success of the AFLW side.
Yeah, I'd like to think we're sort of, industry leading in that sort of sense. We've got a real buy-in from our fans and all that to the AFLW program. And we're led fantastically by Chelsea Randall, Aaron Phillips, Ed Marinoff, all these girls who have taken massive strides in their AFL careers. And they're really household names in the competition. So we're really excited to continue that on. And Port Adelaide's probably not too far away. So it's important we keep building our team, ready to, keep having the success that we do.
And that's important to keep ahead of Port, isn't it, just quietly?
Yeah, absolutely. That's just from a competitive point of view. But at the same time, it'll be great to have them in. They really deserve a team. And I think that showdown rivalry that we have in the men's program will flow over to the women's program. And to have that, even once or twice, more times a year is going to be fantastic for the state.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to seeing that rivalry, as you say, transition from the men's game into the women's game with the arrival of Port in the AFLW and the continued development of female players and male players, for that matter, on the Eyre Peninsula through the Adelaide Crows. Former ruckman Sam Jacobs, club engagement executive with the Adelaide Crows, thanks for joining us this morning.
No worries at all. Thanks for having me. Really excited to get over there.